This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Groth Golka.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about this guy.
I mean,
it's not a whole lot going on.
It's pretty straight up the middle. The thing is, if you're, you know, laying out something about a monster, looking at its abilities, not even like for a game, in an explicitly Lovecraftian sense, the special thing about your god or your monster can't be when you see it, you get nightmares.
Yeah. Like that might have worked really early on.
Right.
You know, and this was, you know, this is a Lynn Carter story. This is a collaboration. So this is old.
Yeah.
This is contemporary, you know, Lovecraft stuff. So like it's back when that could be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not very interesting.
No.
You know, you get nightmares. It's one of these things where the sanity loss is like, if you make your check, it's 1d8. If you lose, it's 1d20. And I'm like, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
There's no demon bird that sanity blasting.
I mean, like the point is, it is worse than you can imagine. But I feel like it's got to be somewhat correlated. You know, to be effective horror, you have to like get started by imagining it, and it's just a big demon bird with nasty teeth and scale like feathers.
Yeah, I'm not scared by that.
No,
you know, I'm more scared by like a regular bird, like an aggressive bird.
Yes.
Might give me a nightmare.
Yeah, like that goose, like that crazy goose scare.
Yeah,
honk. Like honk.
Just like the goose. Don't get me started on the goose.
Honk.
Yeah. It's all right.
It's
funny, but it's not fun.
Like Skeeter. Like Skeeter is like, hey, dog, honk, honk.
Yeah.
It's a character I'm working on.
There's a shirt.
Yeah.
You know, Skeeter says honk, honk, and then like the goose is staying there.
Looking all jealous, looking all angry. Yeah.
Grabbed like Patty Mayonnaise's will.
He
the last will and testament of Patty Mayonnaise.
He grabs more allowance. Oh,
yeah. Doug's haircut money. During that episode where he wanted to get a haircut, and he was having a hard time getting a perfect one.
He can only afford one of the shoes, one of the off-court buddies. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's because the goose took the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. The goose grabbed it.
Mm.
That goose.
Yep. I mean, like, I'm more scared of like, you know, that episode of It's Always Sunny where they get Charlie's like dream journal and they see the crow with human teeth and they make it for him. I'm more scared of that than this.
Yeah, that's like such a good bit.
You know, verm hat.
Yeah. Will always work for me. But yeah, that's way, way scarier than this. This is like, it would be a scary monster.
Yes.
I don't want it to be a great old one.
No.
You know, I feel like it also has no motivation, which is going to always be a problem with monsters in this book.
Yeah.
They don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what does this thing want? You know, what does it do? Nothing. It's the brother of this old moon god. You know,
I want to see the moon god.
Like Momqua. We'll get there. We're going to get to Namqua.
Yeah.
Manamqua. But we're just not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it'll explain the family history like a Igby goes down kind of sense.
And this is, you know, it because it was contemporary with Lovecraft, it was just enough that it lived in Antarctica.
Yeah. Know,
under the black cone of Antarctos.
Yeah. back in the day. So this is quaint, but this sucks.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.